Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration Show, sponsored by the Holistic Ministry. I am Mr. James Browning, and today I have Reverend Taiwo Inman, who's going to be the host this morning. And Reverend Taiwo is a metaphysical minister, been around for years, and you're in good hands, guys. Reverend Taiwo, take it over for your show.
And top of the day to you, beloveds all over the world. I am so happy to be here with you. And for those of you who read the description of the show today, it says you must place freedom into the atmosphere about you by conscious command and use of the Holy Spirit. As you charge that forth to life everywhere, life will give it back to you. There is no escape from your own creative activities. With every thought, feeling, and spoken word, you are creating something every moment, waking and sleeping. The waves of certain vibratory action are constantly passing off from the life in you. What in the world does that mean, beloved? It means you and I are responsible for what is in our world, what is in our life, and what is in our affairs. So with that, let us begin to start our day, and let's begin with prayer, a prayer of wisdom, a prayer of understanding. Dear Heavenly Father, Mother God, the God that indwells each of us, the divine within, the Christ within, the I am that I am, with each person within the sound of my voice this day who hears this, may you give them understanding. May they begin to understand who they are, whose they are, and from whence all life comes. This is my prayer. This is my expectation. And I am not praying to the God without, but I am praying to the God within. And so it is. Amen and amen again. Oh, beloved, I am so happy to be with you this day. And what is it that I am talking about when you say you must place freedom into the atmosphere about you by conscious command? What we are saying, beloved, and in this time of seeming pandemics and political machinations, the truth is this has always gone on in human existence. There has always been somebody doing something crazy, whether it was Rome taking over the world, whether it was Britain taking over the world, whether it was wars in Asia, in Africa, whatever it is, humankind has always had a lot of madness. The difference now is, because of technology, that we are aware of it. We know what is going on. And so, friends, when I say to you that whatever is going on in our world and our life and affairs is simply a reflection of who and whose we are, what do I mean by that? Now, don't get mad at me. Don't throw things at the TV, at the radio, or with computer, whatever you're using to listen to it, because you're saying, well, listen, I'm suffering right now. I'm broke. Perhaps I'm sick. Perhaps I just lost a loved one. Life is happening in a way about you that you don't want it to happen. Consciously, you don't want it to happen. Everybody wants the same thing for themselves. We all want goodness. Nobody starts the day out saying, I want to be sick. Nobody starts the day out saying, I want to lose my job. Nobody starts the day out saying, I want my wife or my boyfriend or my girlfriend to cheat on me. Nobody starts the day out saying, I want my mother or my son or my child to be sick or to die. No one does that. Of course, right? We all want goodness in our life. So what do we mean when we say to, when we say that what is in our life is a mirror, it is a reflection? We must understand the nature of who and whose we are. Beloveds, we are spiritual beings in a body. Now, what does that mean? And what does the spirit look like? Well, to the extent that I can get you to understand it, let's think of it this way. If you had a big microscope and you could see everything and anything, what would it look like? I'm going to tell you what it would look like. Everything would be vibrating. Everything is energy. So when I'm talking about spirit now, I'm talking about energy. Okay? I'm talking about vibratory energy. You and I are vibrating. This computer that I'm looking at right now is vibrating. Everything is moving at a certain rate of speed. The faster it moves, the more invisible it is, right? Water is more liquid. It moves. It's not as solid as a table. But if you had a big microscope and you look at the table right now, which looks like solid wood, well, I guess people don't have wood anymore, whatever it is made out of, iron, glass, plastic, whatever, it looks like it's solid. But that is an illusion, my friends. If you had a powerful enough microscope, what would it be doing? It would be vibrating. It would be moving. It would be moving very slow, but it would still be moving. So the idea of inanimate objects is a misnomer. In fact, everything is alive. Everything is moving. You and I are vibrating. You and I are moving. If you ever were in a room with a bunch of, what are those big clocks that are on the wall with those hands that are swinging, those timers, right? Eventually, it's called entrainment. If you have two or three clocks in a room or five clocks in a room, guess what? Those timers will all start swinging together. They will pick up the vibration. You have a bunch of women who live together in a house or in a room. Guess what will happen? Every month, their cycles will end up coming around the same time. It's called entrainment. It's because everything is vibratory, and it picks up the energy. Now, this is very, very important, and this is some science, so you want to check out and study some quantum physics and stuff to really understand this. Because I realized today, in my day, we used to just have faith. We believed because our mama said it, the Bible said it, it was true. Nowadays, people want to have science to back it up. Well, here's the beauty of what we're talking about. It's talking about vibratory action. We're talking about movement. So here's what's going on in the world today. You have three different levels of existence. You have your individual level. That is, this is the level that you think and feel on. Now, you have a lot of thoughts that you are consciously aware of. And then you have a lot of thoughts that you're not consciously aware of, right? So you have your own individual vibration and energy. However, if you walk into a room, and you ever walk into a room and people have been arguing, and as soon as you walk in, they hear you come to the door, they stop. But you, even if you didn't hear them arguing, guess what? You still can feel the energy. Am I right? You can still feel the energy that they were, that there was something going on. You know something was going on. You literally can feel it. So you have your own individual world. You have your own vibratory world, okay? And that's your individual space of energy that you create based on the way you think and the way that you feel. Now, I say thinking and feeling, and I break it down that way. It's all one, really. It's your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. But the way that you think and feel. But then there's your community energy that you live. You notice how birds and a feather flock together? The reason we have what we call red states and blue states and then in-between states is because energy attracts. So you tend to be around people of like mind. But that is an energy, friends. And so you have your local energy, and it has a dominant, predominant energy. And then, my friends, there's your community energy, your community energy. But then there's your country energy. And then there is your world energy. Do you understand what I'm saying? All of that is energy, and it is all vibrating. So we have to think of it this way. Friends, there's only one energy, and that energy comes from the presence and the power of God. And that energy is only qualified in two ways. It's either qualified positively or negatively. So think of it as a wave, my friend. If you've ever been in the ocean, you've ever been in a wave, you know how the top of that wave in the water can seem mild and quiet and peace. But then there can be an undertow. And that undertow can pull you under. And, man, you don't even see it, and it can just pull you. And if you fight against it, what will happen? It's very difficult. You can almost drown. But so we're talking about energy, friends. We're talking about energy. And so you have to understand that you either qualify energy positively or negatively. And this is why, as I said last Friday, that when I spoke, that it is so important to forgive because, friends, that you either are in a love energy or a negative energy. That's it. Everything else is a variation thereof. And so there's a dividing line. And that dividing line starts at mild, M-I-L-D, dislike. Mild dislike. And so every time you are expressing a negative opinion and feeling about something and somebody, you are in the energy of negativity. I don't care what it is. And now within that wave, continue with me, if you can visualize the wave, at the top of the wave is mild dislike. At the bottom of that wave is murder and mayhem and craziness and everything in between. And so this is why what appears to be bad things happen to innocent people. It's because people are in the wave of negative energy, even though it might be mild as light. You can be swimming in the top of that wave and everything can be smooth, and all of a sudden an undertow pulls you under. Well, that's what's happening in life. That's what happens in life. And so it is so important that we keep our vibration up, high, above, not even mild dislike. So I know that is a challenge, my friend, but that is what is going on in the world today. So the world is a mirror, and it reflects who and what we are. And so, friends, this is why all of the great messengers who have come have talked about forgiveness, have talked about love, because there's only one energy. And then you do what you want to do with it because you have been given control over your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so you must decide today, listen, I want to live a happy life. You do want to live a happy life. Am I right? Can I say yes? I do want to live a happy life. Well, then, friends, you must decide today, this day, I'm going to control what I think, what I feel, what I say, and what I do. So I want you to say that with me. I am master of myself. I control what I think, what I say, what I feel, and what I do. Say that again with me. I am master of myself. I control what I think, what I feel, what I say, and what I do. One more time. I am master of myself. I control what I think, what I feel, what I say, and what I do. And you are master of yourself, my friends. You really, really are. And I want you to get this and hear what I'm saying. I am master of myself. Nobody can say that. Nobody can say I am but you, for you, okay? And so it is very, very important, because here is the deal, beloved friends. The presence and the power of God is within you, because you are a spiritual being in a body. And at some point in time, you're going to throw this garment off, and you're going to realize and remember who you are. And friends, people want to know, what are we here to do? Why are we here? We're only here for one reason, friend, is to remember who we are, whose we are. And we demonstrate that by moving in love, in love. And I know sometimes it's hard, you don't want to hear it. But friends, this is why we pray for our leaders. I don't know if you love Donald Trump or if you hate Donald Trump. It doesn't really matter. Because here it is. He's a part of the same energy that you're part of. And if you are in the United States or anywhere in this world, as you're listening to this, you're part of one energy. It's called the human energy. It's called the human vibration, right? And so the question is, what are you doing to lift that energy up or pull it down? Don't get sucked into other people's energy. Remember, there's your personal energy, people in your world, life, and affairs. There's your community energy. Then there's the energy of the country that you live in. And then there's the worldwide energy. And I want you to lift it up, because everything that you do, everything that you say, everything that's happening in your world is a reflection of somehow. Now, there is no God outside of you who is punishing you. It is just that we don't understand the spiritual laws. That's all that is happening. And so, friends, we don't realize that what we think and say and feel will come back to us, because it really is a mirror. And so I want you to begin to decide, I am going to think positive thoughts, feel positive things. But it's not just a decision, it's an action. You got to decide. And so last Friday, I gave you a prayer. Do you remember that prayer? I am the forgiving love of God. I forgive. I am forgiven. I am healed. Take that with me. I forgive. I am forgiven. I am healed. One more time. I forgive. I am forgiven. And I am healed. Friends, 15 minutes goes so quick. The timer is saying, I am almost out of time. I love you. I bless you. I truly appreciate you. And just remember, I am master of myself. I control what I think, what I say, what I feel, and what I do. This is Reverend T, and I don't care what you call me. Just call me. God is blessing you right now.
Beautiful job, Reverend T. Appreciate you, brother. Love you. And folks, you had a good message this morning, and be about your day and go take care of what you need to take care of. Make sure you tune in Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. At the same station, and it's 10 o'clock in the morning, mountain time. We're going to have a show. Are you preparing for the shift? There is a shift taking place, and we have to be prepared to get into the midst of it. Truly, there's a spiritual shift taking place. Okay, beloved ones, see you Sunday, 10 o'clock. Peace and love.